Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The third Sunday of Lent. Today's theme, mercy, how it helps evildoers. How do you feel when someone who's been hurtful, cruel, or morally corrupt gets hit with a hardship that makes them suffer? Our natural tendency is to rejoice because justice has been finally meted out. Jesus addresses this in this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. He wants us to understand that we cannot truthfully say that someone is a greater sinner. Even if that person is doing more damage than anyone else, it's more unchristian than we are, or is blatantly an evildoer. Every person has been created in the image of God, even the worst ones. Those who display an opposite image are nonetheless loved by Jesus Christ, who died for them. It's a tragedy that they do not live as the person God created them to be, because this harms others. But it will be an even worse tragedy if no one invites them to turn their lives over to Christ by loving them as He loves them. No person is an evil person. Evildoers are children of God living in ignorance of their true identity. They are victims of evil and were seduced by it into believing that it's the best way to live. They don't understand that they can be healed by the sinless one who conquered evil for their redemption. We should feel sorry for them. This is the gift of mercy. We should mourn with Jesus for the tragedy that continues within their souls. This is the most precious gift of mercy. When we don't care enough to grieve over a person's inner destruction, we are sinning. We are disregarding what Jesus did for them on the cross. We are damaging our own souls. All those who have sinned against you are like the fig tree in Jesus' parable. If you have access to them, He wants you to till their soil. He wants you to fertilize their souls with love and with the truth of the gospel as taught by your actions, and when they're ready, by your words. He wants you to give them a gentle but obvious invitation to grow in the right direction. Notice that Jesus doesn't want us to keep a diseased, disintegrating tree in the garden forever. After, and only after, we have done everything possible, if the evildoer does not want to change, the best care we can give to the garden is to cut down the tree. This means walking away or calling in the authorities for intervention and letting the sinner reap what he sows. This, too, is very loving. When fertilizer won't produce good fruits, a fallen tree becomes mulch and enriches the ground for a new beginning. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. Who has been so hurtful to you that you wish God would punish them? Can you feel sorry for them? Can you pray for God to do good for them? If not, take this to the sacrament of reconciliation and ask for God's help in feeling more concerned about them. In this, you'll find freedom from the anger and pain that has been holding you captive. What steps can be taken to fertilize the lives of the problematic people of your parish or family or workplace? How do you know when it's time to continue trying and when it's time to quit and chop a tree down?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.